Bottom Line in Business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And here we are on a very super ultra-red day in the stock market. Very, very important to have days like this and to discuss what you want to do on days like today. And, of course, what we've talked about again and again is the discipline, the unemotional approach to investing that leads to success. Panic buying, panic selling never makes any money. So let's just go back to what we have been saying and what we've been talking about. And, again, what I urge everybody to pay attention to is all of our pieces are archived. We can go back and listen to what we did say and what we did think. So let's just, first of all, make sure what we're thinking about, the long-term trend, because that's what matters the most. Clearly right now, we are in a hyper-emotional moment. But clearly, this thing that I've talked about for 2 years on our show, for a year on our newsletter, was something called the International Global Build-Out, which I believe right now is just unstoppable. It's unstoppable unless we suddenly start to hear about trade tariffs and we start to hear about embargoes, and clearly we're not going to hear that. What we will see occasionally are brief, sharp sell-offs, which are what bull markets are known for. And remember, just last week we saw all-time highs on both the Dow, we saw it on the S&P, the Russell 2000, the Russell 400. So again, what we see here is these sharp 5% corrections, which everyone was begging and waiting for, and then as soon as they occur, we hear about the sky falling, we hear about, right now the topic of the day is very clearly these kind of CDOs, which came out of nowhere, collateralized debt obligations, backed by who knows what. And that's exactly the message I want to talk to you about, is who knows what. Well, the key here is to know what you own, to know the valuation of what you own, to know why you own it, and then when things occasionally turn around and go on sale, well, you could take advantage of them by having your price ready and step right up and step right in. Okay, and that's the key for really, I think, what we've talked about on here over and over again. Now, let's also take a couple minutes here and talk about some cracks in the armor that we talked about in our last newsletter. And again, we've all told you again that our newsletter has been discontinued, Magnet has been acquired, and this remaining show is the only time available to me to publicly share my ideas. That is, my ideas flushed out, not the sound bites I'll go on ABC and CNBC to talk about, but really what's happening to really get an understanding. So what we said is that if you wanted to understand the market and understand where it's going, you didn't want to look at the major indexes, but instead you wanted to look at the new high versus new low index. Most importantly, you want to be looking at the advanced decline lines. And then lastly, you want to look at sector rotation to get a kind of a clearer view to what is happening right here, right now, sector by sector. Well, what we pointed out a month or so ago was that the advanced decline lines actually had stopped going up and started to flatten out. And that doesn't mean that we were going down. That simply means that more and more money was getting focused into fewer and fewer stocks. So these days, if you're not in Apple and you're not in Baidu and you're not in RIM and you're not in a handful of stocks, all of a sudden you're getting left behind. Okay, that's exactly how it feels, and that's what the very, very narrow selection is really all about, and that represents a dangerous point. So what we had said there, we had bent, but we hadn't broken. Then we want to take the next step and look at the new high, new low index. And we've had Timothy Lutz from the Cabot newsletter, one of my favorite newsletters, by the way. And what they look for is some new high, new low indexes. Well, we've actually, I think, built upon what we learned from Timothy's father's years ago. But what we saw taking place was the number of lows per day starting to really, really inch higher, and the number of highs back away. So again, a deterioration below the indexes, which was a very, very clear warning sign. Now, yesterday, in an up market, we saw 105 new highs and 550 new lows. I got to tell you, almost extreme price action. Now, today, at the moment we're running the show, the Dow's down about 200 points. The SPX, the S&P, the OEX, the composite, everything's getting whacked hard. So you'll see tomorrow maybe somewhere on the level of 700, maybe 800 new lows. It actually starts to mark actually short-term bottoms anyway. The thing that I've been able to discount this a little bit is in our newsletter what we talked about was there were a few individual sectors that we would avoid like the plague, and they were the banking group, the S&L group, the real estate group, and when you take those groups up, they amounted to yesterday of the 550 new lows, they amounted to 200 of the 550 themselves. Just those three groups, if you're avoiding those groups, you're doing the right thing. Now, in addition to that, there's a group in the Investor's Business Daily they call miscellaneous, and most of these are bond funds and closed-ended funds, and just by the looks of them, they don't show the actual number, there's at least 150 of these guys. So when you actually go into individual companies, we're not seeing extraordinary amount of new lows, but the most dangerous words in the market are this time it's different. So we are seeing 550 new lows. We saw the advanced decline line breakdown, and for the first time that we wrote the newsletter, we put in the comment that at this time, it's actually okay to hold a little bit of cash. And what we want to do here right now is, remember, we want to be in only a handful of stocks, the fundamentally and technically superior stocks. Folks, there are just not that many of them. And by slowly getting stopped out of things that are not working and slowly backing away, then what you end up happening is you get pushed into cash, and then suddenly the market changes its complexion. You've got cash in your pocket, and you're able to go in and buy at the right levels, and suddenly your portfolio looks beautiful again. So I really want to emphasize in here right now, we always expect on every pullback, the sky's falling group to come out of the woodwork. Folks, they're out there right now. This is nothing at the moment more than a nice, healthy pullback to continue to climb the wall of worry. We are seeing stocks act extraordinary, both to the upside and the downside, when we're seeing earnings announced, though. And this is part of the Sarbanes-Oxley problem, where companies kind of had to back away and pull back guidance, and people seriously are being surprised, not by a penny or two, up by dimes and 15 cents and here and there. And when we get surprised to the downside, folks, we have to unemotionally just scratch our head, ask what went wrong. But if a company no longer ranks up high for us, we do what's appropriate and we back away. So we have actually built a little bit of cash here, both on stocks that have run up too fast and we pulled our horns in a little bit, and also getting stopped out on the downside, which doesn't feel fun, but is part of being disciplined. So I think that the key I'm trying to bring out here is that the more disciplined you can be, the more that some sort of quantitative process or some sort of what you know that they don't know takes over, and clearly anyone who's buying and selling emotionally is going to, number one, lose their head, they're going to lose their hair, and then they're going to lose their money. So very important to be disciplined, especially in times when the heat is on. It is so easy to buy and own stocks when everything's going up, and they like to say you don't want to confuse brains with a bull market. But very clearly, folks, you want to start with a plan. So let's go back for the very, you know, beginning. If you don't have a copy of our book, Magnet Investing, you really should go on Amazon or give our office a call or pick up the book somehow. But we talk about starting with a plan so that you never overinvested, you're never in an emotional place where you don't feel comfortable to begin with. Once your plan is created and you begin to attack this market in a very disciplined, unemotional way, you find it gets easier and easier and easier to keep your head when the sell-offs come. It's also easier when people are just banging on their chest telling you what a strong market it is and going by anything and everything and anyhow. So again, I think the key comes being as unemotional as you can and as cool as you can, and not get caught up in the over-emotional buying or selling of the market. Now, what we're going to do going forward today, we're going to bring on the CEO of Terra Energy. It's always interesting to see how smaller companies are reacting and see what makes them a little bit different. But very clearly here, folks, you want to be as cool as you can. You want to be as collective as you can. We're seeing stop alerts go off right and left. We are honoring the ones that are on our page so that we can keep a cool head and we can keep things going forward. So what I want you to do is, we've been getting a bunch of calls in. If there's any question that you have in this market, how to operate, what you think about, if there's any way we can help you, give us a call at 888-766-6828. Keep your head in this kind of market. Keep your discipline in this kind of market. And don't go running around listening to stories and buy and sell on news as it's coming out, folks. That's the most important thing that we can share with you. If you haven't gotten a copy of our last newsletter, I think it's going to be a collector's item, folks. We show the portfolio, our very last portfolio. I think at the end, in 17 months, we had seven stocks up over 100%. The way we were able to do that was let our profits run. Cut our losses short. Folks, stick with us on Voice America Business. We're going to be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
If you're looking to improve sales results, increase revenue, acquire new customers, or just retain existing ones, listen to Sales Talk with nationally recognized sales and customer relationship management consultant, speaker, sales trainer, and author, Russ Lombardo. On Sales Talk, Russ provides insights and knowledge about today's best-selling techniques and methodologies. Learn about the latest sales-related software and tools to help organize your efforts for achieving more efficiency and get a better understanding of what services are available to improve sales results. On Sales Talk, Russ Lombardo and his expert guests get down to brass tacks and talk about what's needed today to succeed in sales. Whether you're a sales manager, sales professional, business owner, or entrepreneur, you'll benefit from the business insights, experience, and knowledge. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, broadcast each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, insights, experience, and knowledge at the click of a mouse.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Okay, folks, and welcome back. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it's going to be my pleasure right now. We're going to bring on, if you remember, Ed Carter was on just a week ago. He represents some companies that he feels are up and coming, and he introduced us here to Terra Energy and Dimitri. And welcome on to our show, folks.
Thank you. Jordan. It's a pleasure to be with you. You know, Jordan, it's you were talking about something that's very interesting when you're telling everybody, you know, to hold where they're at. And one of the greatest fund managers I think ever was Peter Lynch and Sir John Templeton. But Peter Lynch was in a conversation one time, Jordan, and I think your listeners will be interested in hearing this. When he managed the Magellan Fund from 1977 to 1990, he said that you would be absolutely amazed. By the way, one of the most successful funds of its time. He said you'd be absolutely amazed how many people lost money in the Magellan Fund. Well, Jordan, you scratch your head and you go, how in the world could that happen? And then he went on to explain, it's because people reacted when they shouldn't react. They got out of the market when they shouldn't have, and they got in the market when they shouldn't have, instead of staying the course and staying true to their disciplines, like the magnet disciplines that you have.
Well, look, I definitely appreciate that. In fact, it's well documented. More people numerically lost money than made money in that fund. It's something I love to talk about. But the reality is here, I want to let you know, just by the way, we're getting stopped out of a company this morning that came out very surprisingly with a huge miss, and it will no longer rank on our model. We're going to take a little hickey. We'll have more cash. We've built up a little cash along the way. But let's not hog the time here. We've invited Dimitri Vilbaum. Is that how it's pronounced?
That's correct.
Well, Dimitri, what we do is in Magnet, by the way, the M stands for management. We think the most important part, actually, is the guys on top. So before we get into anything about your company, let's get a little bit of experience either from yourself, maybe your top management team, and you know, where you guys are from.
Oh, the management team is pretty much international. Let's start with our chairman. He is the proprietor of the technology. He is the inventor. He is a member of different organizations, mostly scientific organizations. A very interesting guy. His name is Ivan Railyan, and he is a Russian citizen. Most of us are Americans here, with all kinds of different background in management, technology, finance, SEC law. Obviously, exploration operations, geology. For instance, our Robert Jones, who's our exploration operations VP, has been around the block. He's literally worked for over 30 years in the exploration field, 29 years for Phillips Petroleum, in the highest echelons of that company. So that's who we employ.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting team. That when I look over, you know, obviously we see $70, almost $80 oil at this stage, and the ability to pull it out of the ground more, less expensively, and less dry holes, and all these kind of things. Tell us what the technology actually at Terra Energy is, maybe what makes you different, what the value proposition is.
I understand. The technology is satellite-based. What I mean is that there's a certain way that we can extract or collect information via satellites. And the information we download from the satellite ground stations we're capable of quantifying in a way that would tell us where deposits are, whether it's oil or gas, kimberlite pipes, different ores, bodies of different ores, metals, gold, diamonds, even water. The technology, like I said, is proprietary. It's unique in every way. It has a much higher success rate than traditional exploration methods employed today, such as seismic technologies and regional geological studies. This technology takes sometimes magnitudes less time, orders of magnitude less time, and it is probably that much cheaper as well.
Now, Dimitri, if you don't mind, Jordan, Dimitri, now that the technology that you're utilizing is satellite technology utilizing electromagnetic imaging, correct?
Electromagnetic as well as others. The information we collect is a broad spectrum of information, and it's important to understand how it really works. And unlike other companies that sort of, shoot dynamite into the ground or, do things like that, we believe that the surface of the Earth and certain spectral manifestations which we could capture via the satellites has a lot to do with what's below the surface, okay? So whatever happens on the surface is not really random. We utilize the Earth's natural phenomena to really find out what's below. It is sort of, in layman's terms, like it's sort of like reconstructing what the pharaoh looked like from a piece of a mummy.
Okay.
Interesting. And in terms of, I noticed that, and what I want to mention here, Dimitri, we always really encourage our listeners to do their homework, to read as much as they can. I know that this is a particularly kind of a small company, one of the smallest market caps we've had on the company. I notice also you're not, I don't believe yet, profitable.
That's correct.
I want everyone to really kind of look closely. Tell us, is this in operation right now? Do you have existing clients that are benefiting from your technology so far?
Oh, absolutely. We started working with a number of clients, and for instance, recently we completed a $2.5 million contract for a company called Petrobras, which is one of the largest oil and gas exploration companies, certainly in the offshore areas. So, along with other companies, some of which are major companies.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long has the company been around?
About 3 years.
Now, Dimitri, you just recently came out of beta testing with this technology, correct?
Beta testing in a certain way where this technology has been utilized in its current state, but the technology really dates back probably a couple of decades.
Okay. But it's been, as far as the use of finding natural resources with you and the satellite, that just recently started just here recently, correct?
That's correct.
Now, when you mentioned Petrobras, and that was a really interesting interesting relationship, give us a few minutes of how you were able to start performing work for Petrobras. I think they put you guys through a test, right?
Oh, yeah. The oil and gas industry, in general, probably all of exploration, is pretty pedantic in many different ways and opposes change. So when we came out with this technology, obviously everybody said, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it. And Petrobras has given us quite a bit of work in a way of proof. And we've been showing them time after time after time via different tests that we were correct. We told them where not to drill holes, and then it turned out that they drilled there and it was a dry hole. And so they played poker with us for a while, and after about 2 years of negotiations and testing, they've awarded us with this contract.
And that's probably one of I think you mentioned something that's as important as finding oil. Of course, easy oil is getting harder and harder to find, so more and more organizations are looking for the exploration. As a matter of fact, there's some Citigroup says that exploration is going to be up 16% this year. Now, the thing about what Terra does for a company is not only helps them find oil, but more importantly, at a cost of anywhere from $5 million to $50 million a hole, it helps them prevent from drilling dry holes. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our success rate is much higher than any exploration method that's available today. And so if we say we're not to drill, you know, I would assume that somebody has to listen.
Well, let me jump in here. There's going to be a couple minutes left in the segment. What I want you to do, Dimitri, is give your contact information. We encourage everybody, if they want to invest, they should read about it first, call the company, do their homework. And especially, this is not a company to trade. This looks like a kind of a smaller company that you get the confidence to, you know, let it run for a while. And before you step in, you need to do your homework. So give them all your contact information.
Sure. Terra Energy and Resource Technologies, Inc. are an OTC bulletin board company, symbol TEGR. Our website is www.terrainsight.com. You can always give us a call at 212-286-9197. And we're located in New York City, 99 Park Avenue.
Yeah, it's an awfully nice address over there. You think that, you know, it's you don't see a lot of companies. That's a very nice address. I'm a native New Yorker. You got a nice little spot over there. We have a couple minutes. Any closing comments? Anything I forgot to ask? Anything that you think is important to add here?
I think one thing, Dimitri, you're in negotiations right now with some very large oil companies that are starting to look at this technology and wanting to use modern oil and gas exploration techniques.
That's true. We've recently started negotiations with Hunt Middle East, which is a company owned by Nelson Bunker Hunt, and we're hoping to make some progress there. I can't talk more about it.
Sure. Okay, well, Dimitri, thank you very much, and Jordan.
Let me just thank you guys again for coming on. Again, what we're always trying to do is find the entrepreneurs out there that are working hard to get to the new levels, and certainly a lot of, just so you know, a lot of seismic companies have actually ranked up very high in a model. Something interesting price-wise that I really can't kind of, you know, fathom. We watch the market. We listen to the market. Even with oil hitting new highs and even with some expectations, frankly, that these companies will be in the sweet spot right now, we've seen some weak price action on some of them. So we're just kind of always want to look and think, what does the market know that we don't know? We want to remain as patient as we can in our top-ranked ideas. And especially, folks, if you can let the numbers talk for themselves and you can find those companies with a combination of accelerating earnings, accelerating profit margins, those are the companies where the stories are going to become very, very easy to figure out and easy to tell. And if you start with the stories first, you kind of get backed into some strange places. If you let the numbers talk for themselves, you find yourself in the real sweet, sweet spot of the market. So again, very interesting sector, very interesting technology. We appreciate them coming on. Now, folks, stick with us on more Voice America. We want to talk about discipline. We want to talk about homework. We want to talk about being prepared in this market that is getting increasingly volatile and doing its best to shake people around. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All right, folks, and welcome back once again to Profitable Investing. And, folks, the longer the show's going on today, the lower we're sliding in terms of the Dow. This is going to set up some very, very interesting buy points, and I'm not sure what actually is going to bring back the confidence in the market. But let's talk for a moment about a falling knife and entry points here. And certainly what you want to use here is every opportunity to buy stocks when they go on sale. And there are lots of technical ways to try to use entry points and exit points, and they are used through some of the great technical services. In fact, we've had on Tom Dorsey from Point and Figure, one of the greatest services out there. We've had from TCNet, which has now won Software of the Year, I believe, 12 years in a row. This is some a group that we've got very involved with a few years ago. And now, folks, this can work for you and against you. If you over-rely on technicals, then you're going to find yourself just to be a technical trader. If you can combine the what to own and then to when to own it, folks, I think you actually have the market by the short hairs. Now, what happens is we just went through this period right up to earnings, and I have to tell you, from a professional who invests in superior companies, I still hate earnings season. It comes four times a year. What happens is we have a company today that we're going to sit tight with because it actually, although it's reacting pretty poorly to the earnings and numbers were phenomenal, it's only going to go up in ranking. And at the end of the day, it's going to come back now to a nice area of support where the stock should be accumulated. But what happens is you need to scratch your head sometimes. You see outstanding, incredible earnings, but yet they're a few pennies short of what people were looking for, and they absolutely slam these companies as if they have absolutely no product and no business and no reason being a public company. Other times you see companies actually come in with what look like very weak numbers, and yet the stock goes up, and people say, well, this is impossible, then this is irrational, and this is kind of weird. Well, folks, what does it have to do with? It all has to do with two items. Number one, expectations, and number two, valuations. And let's point out the valuation part first. You ever see a baby, real huge baby in a crib, and someone walks by and goes, a baby's going to be 10 feet tall. Look at it. Well, that's where Jordan would step up and say, want to bet? I'll actually bet against that baby being 10 feet tall. And the joke, of course, is even if the baby grows to be 7'7" and the star of the NBA, it still didn't grow to 10 feet tall. And when you have expectations of companies that are just too high and too extreme, then almost no matter what they report, they actually go down on earnings. Now, we also see something called short sellers come in and kind of surround the stock, and they look to beat down a stock. And if the numbers come in ahead of their expectations, they've been going off charts, and they're saying things like, well, the stock is overbought, and it will react poorly to bad, you know, even good news. Well, we see some real big, big, big names today gapping up in a down 200 market, gapping up 10 points. We see other company, the Chinese internet company, gapping up 40 points. Well, folks, when you have a large short position, I think we have one coming tonight, and we'll see how it reacts to news. But the most important thing is that you don't have to react to the news. If you find a stock at the top of the trading band, at the top of the stochastics, at the top of the envelope, and even if you love the company, we'll say maybe what you want to do is the market will usually give you another chance to enter a company. In fact, the Baidu, the company I just mentioned, the Chinese internet company, well, that stock happened to be down 40 points. Yeah, and this is one of the most volatile, and I like to say we do not own the stock. It is not on the top of our ranking system. This is a company moving up and down 40 points at a time. If you're on the right side of that, man, it's a pleasure. If you're on the wrong side, it's indigestion. So what I want to just, you know, mention here, if you can be patient and look for your buy and sell opportunities, oftentimes when a stock looks the worst, you have your technical guys out there talking the stock down, telling it's below a channel, it's below this or below that, the shorts kind of swarm around a little bit, and then, bang, better than expected, news comes out, the shorts can't get out right away, the chart turns positive. And by simply waiting for the right time to get in, combination of what to buy and when to buy. So that's what we would call from Nicholas Darvis or from William O'Neill or from the great technical traders out there, getting your list ready, being patient. And we have a stock, actually one of our favorite companies. I don't want to mention the name. It was down 15% yesterday. Folks, it's down another 14% today. We've been waiting to buy the company. We just have to check if there's any news maybe we don't know about, but I think we're going to enter this company on a severe pullback, and then a month or two later we'll look around and we'll think it was a gift from the gods, because we unemotionally came in when people were panicking, and the stock, as much as we liked it, it actually technically was too overbought to enter just a couple days ago, and now sitting right at the bottom of its channel, I think it's inviting us in and asking us to buy. So that's one of the things that you want to do. I think that one of the things that also, you know, that you have to really remember in this stock market, I like to talk about the equity train. And every 4 or 5 years, the train will pull into its station right on time. That is a 10, 12, 8% move in the major indexes. If you have a model and ability to invest in the better companies, the more rapidly growing companies, folks, you're going to get in and do significantly better. But what happens is when the crowd is talking about Goldilocks and that things are perfect and that things can't be better and that things are wonderful and they can only get better, well, folks, that's when you could expect suddenly the porridge to be either too hot or too cold. Okay. On the other hand, once you get to a point where you start hearing about these private equity deals unraveling and that the liquidity is currently drying up. Well, folks, let me throw out a number to you to put everything into perspective. I love to read a lot of things, and I cut them out, write them down. We've all been hearing that the U.S. dollar has made a 26-year low last week. That's right, a 26-year low. That's a dramatic number. And, of course, what we're hearing is that the foreigners don't want any part of us, that they'd prefer to own other things at this stage. And clearly, America's on the decline. And you go and on and on and on and on. Well, if you look at the actual numbers and activity, in the month of May alone, net foreign purchases of treasuries was $112 billion, or a 54% increase of what we saw in April. So, yeah, even in April they bought $60 billion, but now they stepped that up. Now, in the U.S. stock market, if you can remember and you know your numbers well, a $20 billion inflow into the equity mutual funds was considered extreme on the very, very high end. Well, last month alone, or the last reported month so far in May, net foreign purchasers bought $42 billion of U.S. securities in 1 month alone, and that was another 52% increase. So you do your math, and there's been extraordinary buying that is taking the supply out. Add that on to the more than $200 billion worth of stock bought back by public companies year to date. We're seeing an extraordinary amount of stock leaving the market. Now, the IPO market, which has had a couple of, you know, names and so on, nothing at all like this. So, again, in the world of supply and demand, we see a very fairly valued market with corporations buying their stock at a torrid pace, international companies coming in at a fantastic rate, and then suddenly the dust clears, some international good news comes out, and this market, which had just hit all-time highs, you look back and you say, how again was I shaken out by what was just a mere sharp correction, an emotional correction? Why wasn't I there to buy what made sense at the right time? So, folks, we've got our list of not only what to buy. We feel that by looking at the new lows right now, we are getting to an emotional crescendo right now, whereby next week's show, we would expect a lot of the smoke to have already cleared, a lot of money coming into work, and are you in a position emotionally to handle it and to do the right thing? We hope you are. It's time for a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. Stick with us. We're on Voice America Business and Profitable Investing. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing. And what I want to do right now is I want to go back to something I have an awful lot of pride in, and I'll even offer, if anybody would like, for the first 3 callers into the office, we will give out complimentary copies of our latest newsletter and our book, Magnet Investing. So give us a call at 888-766-6828 and help yourself to this information. Now, in the book itself, we talk about something called the challenge of investing, knowing who you are, planning the first step, and then evolving as an investor. We do all this before we get into the important discussion of the magnet stock selection process. And part of it all is that, and I mentioned this on the show before, but it amuses me when I see these trading programs where they say, by the time your pot of coffee's ready, we'll have generated a new idea for you. Well, actually, if you were just a purely technical trader and you just traded on moving averages and all those kind of things, believe it or not, I actually think you'd be successful. The problem is, if you go back to 1999 and the top of the market, one of the heads of these trading companies received a $200 million margin call and lost his company overnight because he simply couldn't follow the rigors of really being disciplined. So the point is, the business of investing is immensely, immensely challenging, should not be underestimated. When they asked Jesse Livermore if he heard of any good stocks, if he knew a good stock to invest, he would just respond, if it was a surge, he'd say, well, let me ask, are there any good operations I can come in tomorrow and perform over at the hospital? Okay, the point is, if you're trained to do brain surgery, you can do it. If you're not, man, you're probably out of your league. So the good news is, at least for me, I think, is that this requires an inordinate amount of work, an inordinate amount of training and discipline and homework. And, folks, I definitely suggest, just like a chess game, you know, and my young boys at home, I'm very proud, they're very smart young boys. I explain to them, nobody wins their first chess match. Does not happen. What happens is you need to make mistakes. You need to learn what happened, why things went wrong. You need to simply learn from your mistakes and get better and better as an investor. So what happens is the exact same thing, frankly, in the stock market. The smaller you play in the beginning, the smaller your commitment to individual ideas, the better, because you're going to make mistakes. Trust me, you're going to make mistakes. If you can learn by your mistakes and not be devastated either financially or emotionally, then you're going to be fine. You're going to actually get better and better as an investor. learn from your mistakes, and then as you get older, one of my favorite mentors, who I unfortunately never got to meet, Gerald Loeb, says, at the end of your investment career, you will have built up the confidence to only own at the most 3 stocks at a time, and you should have about 50% of your money in one of those stocks. Now think of how dramatically different that sounds than the Wall Street gibberish of over-diversification and asset allocation. And in fact, we were just interviewed in the Wall Street transcripts with probably a 10-page article, which I hope you subscribe to, or maybe you give us a call. We're going to order back issues of it so we can share them with you. And we talk about the perils of over-diversification. We talk about the perils in there of asset allocation and simply just having 200 and 300 stocks like some of the money managers do. What that is, it is a surefire way, number one, not to lose all your money at one time, but also a surefire method to just get mediocre marginal returns. And who, folks, who's interested in mediocre and marginal returns? If you are, it's actually okay. That's kind of knowing who you are, knowing you don't want to take a lot of risk, and therefore it's very possible that either an S&P fund or a Russell 2000 fund is the right way to go, and you stick with it, and you dollar cost average, and you think about other things, and you go to the play, and you go to the opera, and you go to your kid's sports game, but don't pretend to be an investor and not spend an inordinate amount of time understanding the market and understanding the companies that you invest in. So that's why we talk about this long, long process of knowing who you are. On that train of equities, there are times when the market and companies will get dramatically overbought, time to sell them, dramatically oversold, that means time to sell them, time to buy them, and nobody, unfortunately, in this market gets thrown out at the top. It's usually on an emotional turnaround, on an emotional skid that the market takes, that people wake up in the middle of the night screaming, I gotta get out, I don't feel comfortable, I just gotta get out here. And then the next thing you know, the market's back up, the market's at new highs, the people are sitting in cash, and then one more time again, they wait to get in. Sound familiar? If it does, folks, you're not alone. This is a very, very tough market. It's a market that chews up a lot of people. And if you can learn from your mistakes, create the plan, do all the things you need to do to be a successful investor, folks, then you can walk into stores and not look at prices. You could buy what you want and go where you go, but it's not for everybody, and it's not as easy as it sounds. Let me just promise you that. It is full of pitfalls, and it is full of problems, and only those that can learn from their mistakes unemotionally and get stronger and stronger can succeed. So think of this business as a chess game. Think of how many games you're willing to play to get better. Think if you are really willing to play with the best to get better, and only then can you become a master in this market as a master in chess. So thinking forward to next week, folks, don't expect an end for the volatility. This is often the times when weird news comes out of somewhere just to add and compound to the problems. You will need to be unemotional. We just did. Our Crack Jack staff in here just ran our eligible list for investing. We're looking for the most oversold stocks here. We see some that look absolutely perfect and inviting us in. So maybe we start to nibble here, because it's in my opinion, by next week already, some of the smoke will have cleared, but clearly going into the top-ranked magnet stocks at the right levels always make sense to me. So if you have any questions, or what I'm going to encourage you to do is go back to the archives again. The beauty of Voice America Business, all of our shows are archived. You can go on. You can listen to the greatest hedge fund investor of all time, Michael Steinhardt. You can listen to William O'Neill. You can listen to Tom Dorsey or the TC Net folks. Find out what we were saying about this market 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago. Get caught up. Get plugged in, because this is a market that requires a lot of learning and a lot of understanding, and it, again, it's all about improving and improving your game. So, folks, I know this is a difficult time for most. It's a difficult time for everybody when it gets volatile. How you react in these times means everything. Keep a cool head. Stay relaxed. Think long term. The global build-out will not end. And we'll see you right here next week. Same time, same place, right out of northern New Jersey, where we're enjoying a beautiful summer, despite the volatility. We'll see you next week at Profitable Investing. Have a profitable week ahead. Thanks again.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.